Blog Talk Radio.
I gave you everything I had, but you just pushed me away. I tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you.
One beautiful, beautiful song, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it here, Solar Records Radio. What's happening, everybody? How are you guys doing? We hope you guys are well and all is good. We are throwing it back Thursday night here. I'm just hanging in for Don Fleming as he's doing his thing, and so I'm trying to, just fill in a little bit. So I hope you guys are good with that. We're going to have a good time, play some good music for you, throw it back a little bit. Y'all know me. I like it way, way back. And so I try to split the difference so that everybody's good and everything. But, you know, this is another one of those Thursdays. Things can get crazy sometimes. And so I'm just really blessed that Don called me and asked me if I would start the show off for him. And so I said, for sure, for sure, for sure. You know, I love doing the show and stuff. So, but anyway, guys, I hope you guys are good and all is well wherever you are and whatever you may be doing to our friends around the world. Much love to you guys, and we hope you guys are good as well. So, with that being said, I do want to get straight to the music and, you know, and do what we do. Do it the way that we do it, and it's all good here in the hood. God is good all the time, and I'm so grateful. All right, guys, so let's kick back, relax, enjoy some good old school music. Thanks for hanging out with us today. And if you, you know a friend that want to hang out with us, hey, tell them how to get here. All right, much love. Let's get going on Solar Records Radio. Yes.
Oh, yo, if I had it, I know what I'd do with it, but you had it, what would you do?
Guys, this is all good. Oh my goodness.
You are jamming. You are jamming, sir.
Look who just slipped in the room. Oh man. Man, oh man. Well, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm eating, but I'm good. I appreciate you doing what you're doing. Man, keep it up, you know. No, I love it when you kind of take over and do your thing, man, because you pulling out songs. I'm like, dang, wait a minute, was this in my library? But, yeah, man, you bust out the new edition. That's what I love that.
Oh, yeah. I have to go there, man. I got your stash up. I got my stash up, and I'm going back and forth, trying to give them what they're used to hearing, so. I didn't expect you to be here for another hour.
Uh-oh.
I was just playing.
No,
I was just
playing. I'm in the co-pilot position. I'm still eating a little bit, but I definitely, you know, come back in and whatever, you know, if you need me to go ahead and take over or whatever. But, hey, I'm on automatic pilot with you right now, so I know the plan's going to land fine.
All right, man. Well, just enjoy your food, do your thing, and enjoy yourself, and we'll be calling you soon, right after this block.
All right. Keep it up.
All right. All right. All right. Here we go, guys. Motown Philly in the house.
Now, Bill is slamming. Boys to men, ABC, DVD. one day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, but what's your name?
What's your name?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Then I said, all right, fellas, let me see what you can do. And then he smiled and then Wanya said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves you.
Be true, I'd be better off without you, just
just like I do.
It's starting now. It's the same feeling. I always seem to get a bust down. There's no mistaking. I'm clearly taken by the simple gift of you.
Oh man, hey Don Fleming, how you doing, man?
Yeah,
Oh, look at him, man. Yeah, yeah, give him a spot, man. Get out my spot.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, man?
Oh, man. It ain't nothing but it's just, you know, doing what we do here at Solar Records Radio, man. Just having a good time. So, oh, man, this was fun. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for letting me do this.
Well, it's all good, man. I appreciate you doing it. But, yeah, I'm here. Of course, again, thank you so much for tuning in. For all the listeners out there hanging out with us, Throwback Thursday night, every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, we're playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Of course, shout out to Wardell for doing this for me, and shout out to his afternoon drive. Of course, you can catch his Throwback Thursday, 3 to 5 p.m. every Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Of course, man, you ready for some music?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm back in the saddle. Back in the saddle.
He's back in the saddle, y'all. Y'all better tighten him up. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You wild. You are wild. But anyway, man, I'm gonna go in your stash in a couple of minutes, but I'm gonna start off with a classic from After 7. This is called Can't Stop. You guys keep it locked right here. It is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
First time. Oh,
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, music from Eugene Wild. Don't Say No Tonight from 1985. I love that. Excuse me. Before that, I had to hook up. Who did I hook up with? I'm going blank. You Are My Melody from the group Change from 1984. And, of course, started off the block Can't Stop by After 7. We've got an hour, 8 minutes left, so we got plenty of time to jam with you guys. Plenty of music, plenty of stories. And speaking of stories, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow because we're going to kick off the Solar Weekend celebrating the legacy of Solar Records Radio, or Solar Records on Solar Records Radio from 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow. So make sure you tune in and hang out with us on that end. Man, Wardell, I just found out some sad news, especially in, from the family, the Solar family, especially Lakeside, man.
What?
Could you share a little bit, man, or is it appropriate to share a little bit? I just found out.
Just go ahead and share it.
Well, man, God, it's I'm reading Stephen Shockley's words, man, and they're kind of eyes watering up a little bit. Of course, Fred Lewis, if I'm not mistaken, passed away, man, from Lakeside. Oh, God. And I know you guys work, you know, you guys were pretty much, you know, colleagues. And is there anything that you can share a little bit?
I just found out right now.
Oh, man. Oh,
so,
that is so crazy, man.
That's crazy. I had no idea that this happened until you just said it. So that's why I said go ahead and share it. Wow, my heart is broken.
Yeah, as you know, Stephen Shockley had posted it, and I'm reading his words, man, and you know, it's.
What is
this
it
is
that
wild. He's just talking about, you know, the first meeting and you know, I mean, if you like, I'll go ahead and I can read the whole thing verbatim if you want.
Yes, please.
Okay. This is according to Stephen Shockley. When we first got to L.A., there was a group of beautiful women performers called the Love Machine singing at this club on Crenshaw called Maverick's Flat. In the band, there was this conga player who played without a microphone on his drums. We got this opportunity to open up for the Love Machine. This man was beating the drums so hard that his hands bled on the congas. Now, that's dedication. We met this guy and was amazed at how good he was and, yes, tried to steal him from the group. The Love Machine, we're told, were world travelers and was about to leave for Japan. Fred stayed behind, and we immediately moved in for the scoop up. When we were given the contract with Solar Records, we had never written any songs before, and we were definitely not a funk band. When we were granted the right to write the half the album, we all set out to write songs. And this man, Fred Lewis, with one finger, changed the course and the history of Lakeside. With this one finger, he plucked out the bass line to what would have become It's All The Way Live. When Griffey heard it, he gave us the permission to do the whole album. We didn't like that kind of song for us, but Dick Griffey did. We said that this song didn't fit the concept of the band, and that's when Griffey told us something that I would never forget. He said, "You guys can think that you know what your concept is and who you think you are, but the public is going to tell you who you are. We sent test albums out to the radio stations, and it came back from the DJs overwhelmingly for All The Way Live. And just like that, we became a funk band. This man, the last man to join the group, ended up writing our first hit and the second biggest hit in our careers, peaking at number 4 on the charts. Then he turned around and wrote our second top 10 funk single with Pull My Strings, peaking at number 10. It hurts my heart today that he passed away, the first of the original nine to go. Well, we're going to continue to hold it down for you, Fred, rocking it all the way live forever. Tell your wife, Mary, who lived and breathed Lakeside, that we said what's up on your arrival to God's house. Love you, man. Over and out. Salute.
That was very well said. And, you know, Fred, Fred was a very nice man. You know, it just blows me away that he's gone now. He was fun. And, you know, he was organized when it came down to, you know, working on his songs and getting his stuff together. And the fact that he's gone, the fact that he's gone is just heartbreaking. So I'm just blown away. I'm really blown away by this. And I'm really sad about it. Thank you for sharing and reading.
Man, I know it's, you probably, you know, won't, or it's, if it's okay, man, you want to do a good Lakeside block, man, it's all on you. Just to kind of give like a small tribute, you know, what we can do here at Solar Records Radio, but definitely his memory, his legacy, the legacy of Lakeside is definitely going to live on. And, but man, please do the honors and just give us this Lakeside block.
Okay. We'll be right back.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm just getting home, roaming on my own. What can I tell her that she might understand?
Why does a man so in love spend enough so thin when he could never win in the end?
I need an alibi.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. That's music from Lakeside. Actually, this was a whole Lakeside block. Of course, that was from the Untouchables album from 1983. That was Raid, one of my all-time favorites. Before that, of course, saw All the Way Live. And, of course, started off the block. Of course, Wardell did his thing on selecting that one. That was Alibi, Lakeside, of course, in honor of Mr. Fred Lewis. Of course, we found out he passed away early today via Stephen Shockley from Lakeside, writing on his Facebook page. So definitely want to send condolences to the family and acquaintances of the brother. Man, but he definitely left an amazing legacy, and it's going to live many years after we're gone. So definitely rest in peace to Fred Wesley. And of course, Wardell is, you know, of course, gathering his thoughts. I'm assuming he's making some phone calls and whatnot. So I'm doing it for the next 43 minutes of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Want to remind you, tomorrow, tune in to celebrate the legacy of Solar every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, you never know who's going to call in and hang out with us. So there's that. So it's all good. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. I haven't played this one in a while, so if it's okay, I want to take it. There's a trend on TikTok that I'm kind of tripping off a little bit, but Alexander O'Neal, of course, I'm playing some Alexander O'Neal. I'm about to play some Alexander O'Neal, but the song "If You Were Here Tonight" is like trending. You know, young kids are, you know, playing this song and, you know, doing, you know, these memes and whatnot. But I, you know, hey, it's all good. I love it. I love the fact that we can kind of bridge that generational gap, and those kids go down that rabbit hole, man. They're not gonna get out. But let's go ahead and keep this music going. This is music from Alexander O'Neal from that same album, his self-titled debut album from 1985. This is called "A Broken Heart Can Mend." Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
Broken heart can mend. belong to you. And there's no need to play along like we don't know what's going on. There's one thing I want you to do for me, and that is to dance. Show me how much you love me. Oh, to dance. Show me how much you love me. Ooh, what I see in you, it's so different to me. I just can't fight it no more. Tell me with me, you'll always be. For every time you pass my way, something inside makes me sing. I want you to know my heart belongs to you. And there's no need to play along like we don't know what's going on.
My dear, come here, don't blush. And let me kiss you on your ear. You've been so good from the start. I think it's about time that I gave you my heart. So here, take it. Well, baby, please don't break it. And I will do for you and anything but to make it. You know, you are the one I want to live for. Fact, baby, here's the key to my front door.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio from 1995. That's music from Fabu. Name of the song is called Just Roll. Just Roll. That is a smooth song, man. I love that. And it was like, that was really like the only song that they did, but it's definitely a memorable song from the spring of 1995. Fabu, Just Roll. Before that, Chris Walker, friend of the show, had him on a few months back on one of the indie jazz shows, and just an amazing artist from 1991, the summer of 91. That was Take Time, and of course started off the block with another classic 90s jam. Of course, I'm talking, well, 80s jam. In the 90s for some reason. But no, from his debut album, self-titled debut album, Alexander O'Neill, music from Alexander O'Neill, A Broken Heart Can Mend. Keeping this going, we got about another 28 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Wardell, like I said, Wardell is going through a power outage, and there's thunderstorms in this area. So, guys, just definitely say prayers for him. I told him to be careful. And just let me know if there's anything that I can do here, or, you know. But yeah, just want to let everybody know, just say a prayer for him and everything. And he's dealing with the power outages in his little farmland, man. You know, I always joke with him about it, but at the end of the day, I want him and Gayla to be safe and be careful. So definitely, hopefully, they'll get through that storm figuratively. I guess I'm kind of saying that, you know, realistically. but literally, that's the word I'm looking for. So just hopefully they can get through the storm, and definitely we'll hopefully have him back on if he has time. If not, we'll definitely catch him on the show tomorrow. But let's go ahead and keep the show going, keep it going, keep it going. I am a fan of their music. I'm a fan of all, everything that's, you know, everything that's Tribe Called Quest. I'm a hip-hop guy. I love Native Tongue, you know, the whole De La Soul and Queen Latifah, Moni Love, the Jungle Brothers, all of them cats, Chi Ali, you know. But I want to go ahead and give you a little hip-hop. I feel like giving a little hip-hop from the People's Instinctive Travels and Rhymes, of course, that you hear in the background. Name of the song is called Can I Kick It? You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone.
Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipple the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a sun glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio from 1981, music from Billy Ocean, Nights, of course, Feel Like Getting Down. Of course, before that, 1984's classic from Atlantic Star, I was going to say Midnight Star, but Atlantic Star, Silver Shadow, and of course, started off the block, A Tribe Called Quest, 1990. Can I Kick It? Got about 12 minutes left of the show. Again, it's probably going to wrap it up for me. Want to thank you guys for tuning in and Wardell, shout out to Wardell. doing his thing in the beginning of the show, first 30, 40 minutes of the show, man. He held it down while a brother went and got him something to eat. Usually when I do it, I wake up, you know, I wake up, I do what I do, I work, and then I take a nap. And then, you know, and I like to eat, don't get me wrong, but I don't think about, like, food. You know, let me take that back. Let me rewind for a second. It doesn't cross my mind until I really just get hungry. And it's usually, you know, when I don't eat all day, and it's for some reason it's Thursdays. You know, Wardell does a block or whatever. Okay, I'll go down and make me a sandwich. But I haven't eaten all day, so I told him, like, hey, can you do me a solid for you know, at least the first 20, 30 minutes of the show? And without hesitation, he's like, hey, I love doing your show anyway. So I really appreciate Wardell for rescuing me on today's show. But I really appreciate it. So you guys stay safe, you and Gayla, and all the family, nearby family in the area. There's thunderstorms in the area where he is. I think I want to say he's about an hour and a half from Austin, and I think 2 hours from Houston. So he's kind of somewhere in the middle out there. So be careful, and go find your cat. I think one of the house cats is gone. So he's out there looking for him. I said, man, just be careful. Hopefully we'll find a little buddy. I'm out there. Hopefully you'll find a little buddy. So just be safe. Be safe. Be safe. And make sure you tune in tomorrow, celebrating the legacy of Solar, kicking off that Solar weekend on Solar Records Radio from 3 to 5 p.m. So, again, you never know who's going to call in. And once again, I want to send my condolences to the family of Fred Lewis from the group Lakeside. Beautiful words by Stephen Shockley that Wardell was. Let me kindly read it out to the listeners out there. So definitely your memory and the legacy will live on. And, of course, the brothers out there still out there touring and definitely going to – I just know automatically they're going to have something to commemorate your legacy on the show as part of the show. So rest in peace to Fred Lewis from the group Lakeside. But anyway, guys, again, I cannot thank you enough for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and close out and make sure you tune in tomorrow again, 3 to 5 p.m., celebrating the legacy of Solar, the music, the stories, all that stuff. So until then, for Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a safe Thursday. Little Lisa Myers, I want to thank you. We are out. Take care. Happy.
tried to find someone to take your place. It was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh honey, I looked out into empty space. All I saw was your sweet face. Girl, I really need you. Oh, baby, you make me fall in love with you. I don't know just